Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 26, Leaving Home. I left home for college when I was 17 years old. I went to a small liberal arts college in Idaho. For me, attending college or going to college was a lessening of responsibilities. I lived in a all-women's dorm, and as part of my scholarship, I got free room and board. This was the first time in years that I was not responsible for cooking the family's meals and cleaning the house. I had to, of course, keep my room clean, but the bathroom and the public areas were cleaned by cleaning staff and was not something I had to worry about. This was also the first time that I was out from underneath the shadow of my very beautiful, very sweet, very wonderful sister, who I love very much. But Laura was always the outgoing and bubbly, effervescent one, and I always felt a little bit under her shadow whenever I was around her. Whenever we would attend a new school, I would hear rumors about the beautiful new girl that was attending the school, and then they would say something like, "Doesn't she have a sister?" And they'd say, "Yeah, but I haven't heard anything about her." So attending college on my own was, for the most part, very wonderful. But my freshman year, I had one nemesis, Dr. Anderson, the English teacher. I had a choice of three English teachers. One was a woman whose husband had ran off with a co-ed. She hated all co-eds, unless they were English majors. Well, there was no way I was going to be an English major, and I was definitely female, so I was pretty sure that I would have a hard time in her class. Next choice was, in my opinion, a dirty old man. He was one of those guys that if you didn't see the sexual innuendos in everything that you read and write about them ad nauseum, then you would not get a good grade. So I chose not to take him. Instead, I chose to take a professor who I heard was wonderful, who was a good teacher. He was a good teacher, but he didn't like me. My first class with him, I had to write an essay, and I had brought my dictionary, which he yanked out of my hand and told me that I was not allowed to use a dictionary in his class. I tried to explain to him that I was dyslexic and that I needed the dictionary to find out how to spell words, not to find out the definition of the word. He told me that he would not count my spelling against me. The first assignment was to write about a life event. So I sat down and I wrote a story. I wrote a story about living in the Philippines. And I finished the story in about 20 minutes. And I looked around and people were still scribbling and writing away. So I wrote another story. And then I wrote another story until the time was over. And I turned my paper in. The way he handed papers back was he had a box outside of his office, and he would put everyone's paper in the box after they were graded, open. I went in to the building a few days later when the papers were supposed to be graded, and I got my paper out of the stack, and it had an F on it. This was the first F that I had received since middle school spelling tests. In fact, the only Fs I had ever received up to this point were on spelling tests. He said that my paper lacked cohesion, which I'm sure it did since I told him three stories, and that it was garbly gook. He couldn't read it because he didn't understand what the words were. He then began a campaign to get me kicked out of school. He thought that I was too stupid to be attending this wonderful educational institute. I tried to explain to him that I wasn't stupid, but he said anyone who spelt as badly as me was stupider than dirt and did not deserve to attend college. I cannot tell you how upset this made me. I cried for hours over this, and I finally went to the counselor to get some advice. Well, what Dr. Anderson didn't realize was that he couldn't kick me out of school because it was against the law. Even though I was not smart enough as far as he was concerned, I had the right to attend school. So the guidance counselor went on a mission to teach him about my rights. I survived the semester, and when I got my report card, I was ecstatic to find out that I had gotten a D, and I did not have to take English again. My parents were completely taken back about my excitement over a D, and they insisted that I retake the class, that I petition to have the grade dropped and I retake English, because you know you can do better than that. I could not explain to them the hell that I went through to get that D. But they insisted, and I went in and I talked to the dean to petition for dropping the class. And he said, "Your petition is good. Your verbal petition is good. Write it up." I did my best to write it up, but the written version was not good enough, and my petition was denied. I had a job with the university cleaning the English building. So one day when I was in there after my petition had been denied, and I was sweeping the floor, Dr. Anderson walked by. And he said, "Why didn't you talk to me before you petitioned to have the class dropped?" And I said, "I really didn't see any reason why I should talk to you about it." He said, "Well, it turns out I've re-looked at your grades and you actually have a C. Although, as bad as your final paper was, you deserve an F. I'll change your grade to a C." And he did. Well, the next year, I had to take another English class. This would be my last one, and it had to be a literature class. I had had 2 years of Shakespeare as a high school student. So I figured Shakespeare would be a good thing to take, since I had read the majority of the plays already. And also, I was involved in drama, so Shakespeare made sense. Dr. Anderson taught the Shakespeare class. So I took it. It was again one of those devil you know versus devil you don't situations. And I did well in the class. In fact, I got the highest grade ever on the final exam. And when I went to pick up the final exam, I was happy about it. I started to do the happy dance until I noticed Dr. Anderson walking around the corner. So I stopped doing the happy dance. And I started walking down the stairs. And he caught up to me. And he said, "Carrie, what do you tell people when they tell you you're stupid?" I looked at him and I said, "I tell them I'm not." He says, "But you can't spell." I said, "There's more to intelligence than spelling." And he said, "You're right." He said, "You are one of the smartest students I have ever had, and I am so sorry about all the trouble I gave you last year. I hope that in the future, whenever anyone tells you that you're stupid, you fight them even harder than you fought me." Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you would like to leave any comments concerning this episode or any of the previous episodes, please come to the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would like to send me an email at Carrie, and that's Carry, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I have a voicemail. If you're like me and don't like to write, and would prefer to say something to me, my number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a wonderful day.